perfection in the power and strength of the Lord. It's this message that is the message for the hour. Sister White says, when the books of Daniel and Revelation are better understood, there will be seen among us a great revival. Brothers and sisters, the present truth message in Daniel and Revelation that is for the hour is the present truth message that the papacy is about to take the world captive and bring it under its control through the passage of a Sunday law. And at that Sunday law, you either receive the mark of the beast or the seal of God. That's the message out of Daniel and Revelation that when we understand will revive us or harden us where we're lost forever. We have one or two choices. And brothers and sisters, the books of Daniel and Revelation today are being fulfilled between our, in front of our very eyes. Probation is about to close. A Sunday law is imminent. And in this sense, our experience as virgins is present truth, and part of that present truth message is that the door of our probation is about to close. Now, that was what we touched on in part one of this presentation, and then we looked at this same scenario in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 8 through 12, where we see two groups of people in the church, Jerusalem being the church, one that ultimately end up bowing down to the sun, receiving the mark of the beast, and the others that are sealed. In Testimonies of Ministers, page 444 to 446, we're told this: the sealing of God's servants is the same that was shown to Ezekiel in vision. John also had been a witness of this most startling revelation. He saw the sea and the waves roaring and men's heart failing them for fear. He beheld the earth moved and the mountains carried into the midst of the sea, the waters thereof roaring and troubled, and the mountains shaking with the swelling thereof. He was shown plagues, pestilence, famine, and death performing their terrible mission. Brothers and sisters, the sealing is this sealing in Ezekiel. This sealing is symbolized in Ezekiel by those that are having soul anguish, deep soul anguish, about what? About the condition of God's church. But nonetheless, they're still portrayed as in Jerusalem. They're still part of that church that is God's denominated people. Ancient Israel was God's denominated people from Sinai until the stoning of Stephen. And brothers and sisters, that denominated people committed some horrendous abominations. But not until God said that they were divorced were they divorced. And the promise is that this denominated people, this church may appear about to fall, but it